There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, here we go. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you live downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino early on a Monday morning. Coming up over the next 3 hours of today's program, Ross Tucker, an hour and 15 minutes from right now. Very good guest, very good analyst on the NFL. We'll talk to him all things National Football League at that point. Nick Bogdanovich in studio today.
Hey.
Longtime bookmaker, now with Circus Sports. And Lou Finocchiaro on something that we'll touch on in about 5 or 6 minutes. People are calling it the biggest upset of all time in the sport. Not sure I can get there with it or not. Okay. Also, Paulie, like...
Oh, I was going to say, $1.50 favorite, Nick brings us donuts.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that because you saw him a couple of weeks ago and he was bringing donuts
for the staff
across the street?
Yeah, that's the type of guy he is. That's right. He likes to eat, too.
Obviously, we have tons of football to get into today. Are you like me? Do you kind of want to hit the fast-forward button? We have games this week in college, but can we get to Labor Day already? And then, you know, after that, NFL is going to be here.
I know. I can't wait for week one. I share your echo your sentiments. Not much happened in this past weekend in the NFL. Now you're getting a lot of not even playing people. In the one game where you saw the Stars play, Denver didn't play anybody, so Buffalo steamrolled, but the gift that keeps on giving, the Ravens again last night.
Well, what are we doing here? Yeah, you're right. But what are we doing here? Like, even Saleh, like, from tonight's game, is like, boy, I'm so torn. I don't know what to do. What are we doing, getting brain surgery here?
Yeah.
Come on, you're playing in a stupid preseason game. You can make up your mind by now. I can't believe this. We're on a Monday morning. It's like, I'm not so sure, guys. Call it a coin flip. So, a little baseball here to begin then, and I guess the Yankees, I mean, my God, they salvaged the weekend, Paulie, by avoiding the four-game sweep at the hands of the Blue Jays.
Ooh, they needed that.
And now this once insurmountable lead in the American League East is down to 7 games?
I saw 40-1, and I know when we were discussing it on air and you threw the question at me, but Blue Jays East, I get out of here. But 35-1, it went from 30-1 to as low as 9-1 like that with this Yankee collapse. It was once a 15.5 game lead.
Yeah.
There was props up with they win 116 games, right? And now this offense, and they don't have an ace, and the bullpen blowing up, and all the injuries, which has been a big deal. But the numbers here, and Katie Sharp's a terrific follow on Twitter, who covers the team. The record since the break. This one I can't get over. Going into Saturday's game, a Yankee batter had not come to the plate since August 13th when they had the lead.
That's pretty bad.
Think about that drought.
Yeah.
So the 19 runs in 10 games, fewest in a 10-game span since 1990. They have the worst record in baseball in August. I mean, now it's okay. They needed the game. Huge. Huge. They at least got a win. But now moving forward, and now you have to see. I mean, this sums it up right here with this John Heyman tweet, which I, poking fun, but it was funny. But there's some truth to it, that the Mets got through this grueling part of their schedule facing the division rivals. Now it lets up. They get the Yankees.
That is good.
Now they get the Grom and Scherzer.
So here's the thing, right? Because it is Scherzer going on the mound today. Look, I mean, you're the New York Yankees at home, and you're a huge dog as you have to face this guy tonight. Again, I don't know which number or numbers are the most alarming. So overall, 5-14 in August, like you said. Since the All-Star break, they are tied for the fourth worst record in all of Major League Baseball. Oh, by the way, they're 10-20, tied with the Rockies. The Tigers are 10-21. Oh. Marlins 9-21. Pirates 8-20. So they're in that neighborhood. Also, I can't get over this part with how bad it's been in August. They had one 5-game losing streak to begin the month, and they've had three other losing streaks of at least 3 games.
Yeah.
So they've had 4 3-game losing streaks or longer, which is just in 1 month of baseball after the All-Star break. That's none of this is acceptable. How is it?
Yep.
And like we talked about, I think it was last Thursday or Friday, if this team gets bounced early, hell, I would see if they don't make the World Series, you need to be looking for a new GM and a new skipper come November. That would be my thought on that.
I would agree. That's right. And everyone got booed at the Paul O'Neill day too, right? So that was, and then when you dig deep into the schedule, it's only going to get worse. Now they figure to get swept by the Mets, but then they go to Oakland and Anaheim, and they've got to take care of business there. And they also have a trip in Tampa, but they can't hit.
That will not be easy.
No,
Now, by the way, all we're doing is talking about the Blue Jays. The Rays are right there with them.
But in the meantime, Toronto's got Boston, who they seem always play well in Fenway. Then the Cubs and the Pirates, Baltimore. So some winnable games here. Baltimore will be tough. But how this could really flip in the next 10 to 12 days as well, that maybe Toronto can even get this down to 4. And that's what we talked about last week. What if Toronto was winning games? It should have been a 3-game lead because they weren't playing good ball during this Yankee horrid run as well.
For sure.
But you just see it with Stanton out, and they really miss Carpenter. If you keep them in the ballpark, they're not going to do anything.
No, because I mean,
Benintendi went deep, but there's just nothing in this lineup right now.
That's how they produce their runs.
Yeah.
If they're not hitting the long ball, then they're going to be easy to neutralize. And if you can just somehow maneuver your way around judging the lineup, okay, well, how many other guys can actually beat you with the injuries like you talked about? Not a lot. Not a lot. It appears like it's like Houston on a rocket ship in the American League.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't mean that they're going to come out of it because there's so much parity in the playoffs, but also they could cruise right through this thing and like just dominate everybody on that side.
I know anything can happen in October, but I mean this appears to be the Houston Invitational. I mean, my God, who else do you want in the American League to make a deep run? I mean, the Yankees have all these issues and just the offense is just they can't get anything going. I mean, you can't be even Cola almost $2 Saturday. Can't be. They can't hit. That can't be. And White shut them down for 4 or 5 innings.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I mean, it is awful. And again, we don't know which number is the worst. This actually might be the one. The Yankees lost 6 series in a row for the first time since 1985.
Oh.
Aaron Boone, not happy.
No crap. I mean, we can ask all these questions in regards. We've answered them until we're blue in the face. We got to go out and do it. I got to quit answering these questions about this state and this perplexion, and we got to play better, period. And the great thing is it's right in front of us. It's right here, and we can fix it. It's right here. It's there, and we can run away with this thing. And we got the dudes in there to do it. We got to do it, you know?
Okay, so he's not faking that, by the way. You could tell. I mean, how many people do that? To pound it that hard, and then for the microphone to almost go flying off, he's definitely feeling the pressure at this point. There's no question. So what a turnaround in only a couple of months, basically.
Sure, absolutely.
Wild.
Can you win 116 games, and now we even hang on to win the division? Can the Blue Jays catch them? The Rays schedule's too tough.
It is possible, yes. They can. It's very difficult, though. I don't know if that 14-1 number, you said 9-1. I would not be running out to bet 9-1 yeah. today.
It was 25-1 Saturday, going into Saturday's game.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the big win yesterday was low as 9. Now you're seeing back right. to 11 or 15-1. I saw back at 15 at one book.
Okay, so where are you at with what took place on Saturday night in the UFC? We're not going to get to the Dana White Gronk stuff until a little bit later on in the program today. But after Leon Edwards was completely down and out versus Usman, in fact, he was minus 5,000, Usman was, to begin the fourth round, the fifth round. Joe Rogan said after the fight, quote, "Nothing compares. It's the greatest head kick knockout in the history of the sport mm-hmm. with the most consequences, the most at stake, the most doubt, the most people counting him out on Edwards coming back like that to beat Usman."
Yes.
I still think GSP losing to Sierra was a much bigger upset, but that the number was as well. But GSP never lost again. He dominated his weight class for basically his entire career.
Well, I think Jordan Sherwood's right and Rogan's right. Because the fight was over. He's ahead and comfortably on all the scorecards. There's not much time left in the fight. Lou, who's coming on later, said he had broken him. I mean, it's over. And then just the lucky head kick. You mentioned the 5,000 in play. The guy is going to tie Anderson Silva's record with 16 wins in a row. Nothing can stop him. He's so damn good. He toys with people. And then that's the essence of sports. Never give up. Anything can happen. Don't quit. Bam. There it is. He catches him. And now you have to see how Usman responds. You know, with the betting odds, you know, Holly Holm and the Sierra stuff and some of the other big upsets. But when you tie it all in and the fact that it was total domination for almost the complete five rounds in the whole fight, and then he's gonna win again. The talk is anyone ever going to beat this guy? Will he ever lose again? And it's over. And then it's, you know, you got a good point about John Anna coming up here. And then just bam, the surprise and how everything flips. And Lou's an expert. Lou knows. He goes, he broke the guy. And Lou liked Edwards to win the fight, but he was a broken man. But sure. Anything can happen in sports.
So unfortunately, we're not allowed to play the actual video on this show. But man, watching the highlights and that fight overall, and then the conversation at that point on the booth, and you mentioned John Anik. I have to say, major shout out to him today. The timing could not have been better with his call. They're basically suggesting, like, look, what happens to Edwards next? Does he just, you know, calmly end this fight? You know, does he just, like, throw a couple of kicks here and there, but then just, you know, sucks it up like a man and he knows he's going to lose? And John Anik's call was, he's not cut from that cloth. Bam-o! That's the fight.
Yes.
The left head kick out of nowhere ends it on Usman.
Uh-huh.
The second he said it, it's over with.
Uh-huh. Yep.
The timing could not, you could broadcast games or events for 1,000 years and you could not have better timing than that.
Incredible. Now a part of the story is how does he respond now?
Huge part of the story.
Rousey was never the same.
Oh, ever.
Okay.
Nope.
Now, didn't bother GSP. He bounced right back. I mean, going back to Andre Arlovsky. He got knocked out a couple times, and that was it. Now all of his fights go to decision. He's a peck, peck, peck guy.
Yeah.
So that's you know, how he completely changed now.
He's little Jerry Seinfeld.
Yep.
The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. So with that, we will talk about another unbelievable story from the weekend. It would have changed the entire landscape of the sport. No hyperbole. We'll run that down for you and play the audio here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Kick off football season with BetRivers Online Sportsbook all season long. It's your go-to book for all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, props, and more. Every week, BetRivers has great football specials to help you win. Root on your favorite team and players with BetRivers. It's a whole new game.
You know how big the story was from Saturday night?
Oh, God.
I've watched the clip probably 15 times already. No joke.
What took so long? I don't
understand.
Well,
because, again, like, and we're going to play it here for you coming up in a second. If Dana wasn't going to tell anybody, where was the leak going to come from?
I know. Why?
Because it never happened. It never came to fruition. So he's going to suck it up and just, like, live with it for the rest of his life.
Maybe felt like a failure. Probably keeps him up at night about the what could have been.
Sure.
Because they won a Super Bowl.
But if he pulls it off, Dana White can then come out and take credit for it or actually talk about it openly, and then everybody's going to be praising him like, oh, my God, he's the king of Las Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're right. It's 2 years late, right? 2 years late to the party with this.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really knew. This is on one of the UFC broadcasts on Saturday night. Gronk is on it. They bring on Dana White. And oh my God, what a bombshell here from the UFC president.
I worked to put that deal together for Brady and Gronk to come to the Raiders. And it was almost a done deal. And at the last minute, Gruden blew the deal up and said that he didn't want him. And hell broke loose, man. It was crazy. And Brady was already looking at houses, and it wasn't being said yet that Gronk was coming. So Las Vegas would have had Brady and Gronk the year that the Bucs won the Super Bowl, except Gruden blew the deal up.
Also on part of that broadcast, the back end, Dana White added, I was never going to tell that story.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gronk said, that's exactly what happened.
Yes.
So for those two comments at the very end, it's 1,000% true.
Uh-huh.
It was going to happen.
Yeah. You were never going to get it from Brady. And you're right. White wasn't going to say anything. So Gronk had to break the news.
Well, but
Gronk comes out, tees him up, and Dana can't believe he brought it up. And then he tells the story.
Now, the one soundbite from Brady, when he actually addressed this, it's littered with F-bombs from Tom Brady.
Well, we know who the mother bleeper is now.
Right.
It's Carr.
And people speculated forever that it was Derek Carr.
Yeah.
Well, now that has absolutely been confirmed.
Oh, God.
But so after the fight on Saturday night again, Dana, of course, had to go to the press conference. He knew he was going to get asked about it, and he was. And here's a little bit more from Dana.
I talked Brady into playing for the Raiders, and Gronk was coming with him. And they were negotiating the deal, and they were really close to getting it done, and then Gruden pulled the deal, and Brady was not happy about it. Neither was I, and and that's that. He went to the Buccaneers and won the Super Bowl. I don't know box there. I wanted Brady at the, you know what I mean? It's crazy.
There you go.
Oh my!
I own a bleeping box there. Yeah. I'm up Brady at the games.
Yeah, he should be pissed. It's ridiculous. the hell's John Gruden doing?
Oh, I mean, this honestly.
The other thing, that's why, no wonder, I've never seen, outside of the football field, I've never seen Brady that animated. When they told him, and he finally goes, well, I don't blame him. I was like, this guy hasn't won a playoff game. I'm the greatest quarterback of all time with all these rings, and you're going to choose him over me? Are you nuts?
And he basically goes, I'm going to go scorched earth on all Indian bleep, 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 whatever.
And he went. And he played well out here, too, when they played. I mean, that would have been great information.
Yeah, of course it would have been.
He carved them up in the win.
Knowing what we know right now about John Gruden and how it ended here with the Raiders, it's an all-time bad job out of him. Everything, I mean, just how the fact that he ran the drafts and look at some of the players they took in the everything total debacle, absolute disaster.
You can also rip the owner Davis can't pull that. Say, John, come on,
yeah, right, exactly.
What are we doing here?
It's Tom Brady we're talking about,
and it's Gronk, a package deal, and they go and win the Super Bowl.
Were they scared because it didn't end well with the Patriots? And he looked like he was maybe getting old.
Come on, scared? That's ridiculous.
Of course it is.
Mayock, Gruden, but, Davis.
I'm trying to think about why they would say no.
I have no idea.
They thought Derek Carr at that point had a better ceiling than Tom Brady?
Did you mention this on air, too, about your wife?
I didn't, because, again, it's like...
It was off air? I couldn't remember.
It was off the air, yeah.
Okay. You sure?
I'm pretty sure it was off
the
air.
Okay. There were rumors, though, in the media about this.
Right, right. Okay, so
yeah.
I can add to the story by telling you this, and I'll preface it by saying, for those who don't know, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. My wife was a longtime news anchor here in Las Vegas. So she's like well connected. She knows a lot of people, a lot of power players, so to speak. It's 2020, and she told me about this when she got home that night, but what can I do with this information? So because we couldn't confirm it, and it never happened, kind of like Dana. She's at a happy hour out here with one of her friends. And she happens to run into, let's see how I shall say this, a prominent Las Vegas, a local who has been in the casino business for a long time, and at this time was in charge of dealing with and bringing a lot of celebrities to a very popular hotel in town. And they know each other going way back to her days as a news anchor. They get to chatting, and he's like, oh my God, have I got a big story for you? And he just flat out tells her, like, this is this close to being a done deal. Like, Brady is signing off on this, like, this week or in the next couple of days. He's moving here, and the Raiders are going to get Tom Brady. Just flat out, openly just tells her that. And let me tell you, this guy would know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it was going to happen. Again, and it was done, and then John Gruden at the very end just said, nah, sorry, got to change my mind on this one.
Who says no to Brady?
She came home telling me the story was so giddy, and I'm just like, would you calm down for a second here, please? I'm like, what are the odds on this? You're at happy hour, and some guy that you... just comes up to you and says all this stuff. And she's like, yes, absolutely. And she's like, I'm like, yeah, I know who the guy is. So
that tells you it was a done deal. Guy's looking for houses. Keep it on the down low and let's get a house. But here we go.
But that's another thing is that he told her, he's like, he's looked at multiple homes.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to move out here.
My God. The other thing is, of course, what tampering, right? Just blatant tampering as well that goes back. So I still think the Peyton Brady to Miami is better. Because of the package deal and
so
everything,
yeah.
and it's blown up because of the tanking stuff and the Flores lawsuit, but still, I mean, this is just
okay. So the
incredible that just came out of nowhere. I'm like, I'm on Saturday morning. I'm looking at the guy. They go, what is this? UFC prelims with the Gronk family?
Yeah.
And then you get that bombshell. He just throws it out there and tees up Dana White. He was never going to tell the story. What a gift from the gods.
So what would have happened that year in the NFL? Buccaneers don't win the Super Bowl. Who the hell knows who their quarterback is? He's going to be playing with the Raiders in the same division as the Chiefs, who made the Super Bowl that year and Tom Brady beat.
Rodgers probably comes out of the AFC.
I was going to say, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, they were the one seed. They probably win the NFC that year.
Maybe.
They don't blow that home game because it's not going to be the Buccaneers.
Tampa's still looking for a quarterback.
Yes, they are.
Yep. Arians is probably still there. Who knows?
And exactly right. Who knows where Derek Carr is going to be? Like, where? Uh-huh. How was that going to work out? Was Derek Carr going to get shipped? Because Brady, it's like they could do a trade. They couldn't trade Derek Carr to the Buccaneers and get Tom Brady in return. He wasn't signed there yet. So where's Derek Carr? And by the way, what's life like for Derek Carr starting, like, Saturday night? Now he has to know this, and he's like, oh, I am that mother bleeper that Brady was talking about.
Sure.
It's confirmed.
Absolutely.
He's got the tail between his legs now.
Gruden goes to the mat for that guy. After he was just, you know, the look on his faces during several games. about how, you know, what a splash and anytime you could get the greatest quarterback of all time is one thing. But then you're moving into a brand new billion-dollar stadium.
Yep.
I mean, Goodell should have been sign off on this now. How good that would be for the league.
Oh, yeah.
Everything worked out, but holy cow.
Yeah.
He says, I cannot believe Gruden would say, I don't want the guy. I'm sticking with Carr.
Well, knowing what we know about Gruden, I can believe that now. I mean, that guy, if you go back and look at his drafts when he was in charge, and I like Michael Lombardi said this on VSiN yesterday. He's
Ron
like,
Peterman.
Mayock was the GM, but he was not in charge. Yeah, it was all Gruden's decisions. Look at how – this is why I was so hot. Well, I was so anti-Raiders last year. And it was the biggest win total bet I've ever had on under 8 wins because, like, the drafts have been miserable under Gruden. And they're going to be a stink bomb. And then he leaves because of a disaster with the emails. Bisaccia deserves more credit than what he got last year.
Mm-hmm.
Kept it afloat. They won, you know, in impossible situations, hand over fist last year. And his drafts for like 3 or 4 years were horrendous. He whiffed on almost everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Who's to say more guys weren't coming? That was just one package deal. You think he's going to have problems recruiting people to Las Vegas?
Yeah.
To live for half the year and play football?
And then what happens to Devontae Adams? Is he with Derek Carr's new team? Does he go, I want to go play with Derek Carr again, longtime college buddy? We'd still be feeling the after.
I love that. Dana's still pissed off. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Well, he's a done to it. Dad, it worked so hard. Done. Talk Brady into it.
Gronk brought it out of him on the broadcast. Can you believe that with Gronk? He had to actually bring it up.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened.
Yep.
At the end.
I never thought I would tell that story, he said. He was going to take that to his grave.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Good job by Gronk. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really something else, man. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. More results from the weekend. Updated standing schedules, division, and playoff odds coming up here in Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Kickoff football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook all season long. Bet Rivers, your go-to book for all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, props, and more every week. Great football specials to help you win. Cheer on your favorite players with Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game.
More NFL here. The great Ross Tucker joins the program now. Always love having him on the show. Even Money Podcast is what you can download, subscribe, and listen to, and also myfrontpagestory.com. Ross, good to talk to you again. How are you?
I am fantastic, guys. Still basking in the glow of calling that Browns-Eagles game yesterday for the Philadelphia Eagles. I love preseason football. I mean, I know a lot of people don't. I love it probably because I lived it. And because I know that the guys that are out there, those are the most important snaps of their life. I mean, people talk about pressure during the season. You know what's real pressure? Whether you get 22 snaps in the second half of a preseason game, and that determines whether or not you're making the practice squad, which is $11,500 a week, or you're going back to Podunk, Missouri, or wherever, and figuring out what you're going to do with the rest of your life. That's pressure.
That is that's a good perspective, absolutely. So as a former offensive lineman, we were just discussing the situation right now with the Buccaneers. I mean, they've lost guys, Ross, to free agency, retirement, several by injury. Like, your thoughts right now on what this unit could actually look like trying to protect Tom Brady this year at this point?
The major, major problem. And you nailed it, right? They had sort of this surprise retirement from Ali Marpet, their Pro Bowl left guard. Alex Kappa, they allowed to go to the Bengals as a free agent, but they replaced him by trading for Shaq Mason from the Patriots at right guard. So right guard's fine with Shaq Mason. They lost arguably my favorite player in the NFL in Jensen, the center, Ryan Jensen. He's sort of the enforcer. He's the leader. He sets the tone for that group. That's a huge – I cannot overstate how big that loss is. I know people are like, oh, Ross, he's just a center. He's the leader of the offensive line, and he's the enforcer on that side of the ball, and it makes a big difference. And Brady loves him.
Mm-hmm.
And then even Aaron Stinney, who was likely to be their starting left guard, he tears his ACL and MCL in the second half the other night. So they got major problems. I mean, the kid they have at center right now, Robert Hainsey, second-year guy, third-round pick out of Notre Dame, maybe he'll be okay, but he was a tackle at Notre Dame, kind of been a guard. They're teaching him how to play center, and I don't care how smart he is. I'm a guy that's played them both. There will be an adjustment for Robert Hainsey. And I'd feel much better about Hainsey if they had a good left guard. I'd feel much better about the new left guard if they had Ryan Jensen.
Mm-hmm.
They've got neither. It's not good when you've got two newbies next to each other.
Okay, so terrific answer, by the way. How do you think some of these quarterback battles pan out? The one in Pittsburgh now. Kenny Pickett, again, the reviews continue to be glowing from him, and he looked good again, for what it's worth, in the second preseason game. Is he going to be the starter by week 7, week 8? Does Trubisky win the job? Rudolph got the entire second half. How do you think this plays out?
Yeah, it's all in Trubisky's hands, really, right? They're not going to start Pickett to start the season because you can't do it the other way, right? You can't start with your first round pick, and then if he struggles, bench him. He's the future. So you start with Trubisky, and as long as Trubisky's playing well and the Steelers are winning or competitive, I think Trubisky will stay in there. But as soon as Trubisky falters, I don't think they're going to have a real long leash for him. I mean, I think Pickett has just looked so comfortable. He looks like he looked last year at Pitt. Looks like he knows where to go with the ball. He's accurate. He's confident. Looks like a pro quarterback, man. I mean, you know, we get so enamored, and I understand why, with guys' arm strength and how fast they are. You know what means the most? They know what they're doing. They know where to go with the football. And it's very obvious that Pickett looks very comfortable. Greg Cosell even said that on the Ross Tucker Football podcast, that he looks like a starting NFL quarterback. And so I don't know what week that'll be, because that's in Mitch Trubisky's hands, you know. But given Mitch's career, maybe week 4 or 5, you know. Mitch is good for a real clunker once every 4 games or so.
Well, if he gets off to a hot start, though, they have weapons. I think this could be a playoff team. They made the playoffs last year, and Ben was horrible. So if they get average quarterback play, they're going to be a factor.
It's a good point, and I've been thinking that this is finally the year that the Steelers are in the basement of the AFC North. That's not happening. The Browns are going to be in the basement.
I agree.
Of the AFC North now. So I think the Steelers, Ravens, Bengals will all be battling and all have a chance to make the playoffs. But as you guys know, it's tough duty making the playoffs in the AFC, man. I mean, really tough duty. I picture the winning team in the division being like last year, probably 10 wins, 10-7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it Baltimore? Is it Pittsburgh? I don't think it's Cleveland. Is it Cincinnati? But I think they're probably 10-7, and maybe they get another wild card team in at 9-8. We'll see.
Paul the Money, Paulie and Mitch Vieson, the Sports Betting Network. Ross Tucker, our guest, Even Money Podcast. He also has a boost up at DraftKings. Even Money, will the Bills and Eagles both make the playoffs? That's Even Money at DraftKings. I think you said this a couple weeks ago, where someone said on the broadcast that this is the first time since high school that Hurts has had the same offense back-to-back years. Do you think the Eagles win the division and that'll really help Hurts this year and the offense takes off?
Well, I did say that, and I'm glad you were listening or watching. Thank you. So listen, he went to Alabama, okay? 3 different coordinators in 3 years at Alabama. You know, Saban was going through all those guys, Sarkisian and Daboll and whatever, Lane Kiffin. Goes to Alabama, Oklahoma for a year with Lincoln Riley. Then he's had 2 in the NFL. This is the first time Jalen Hurts doesn't have to learn a new offense. You know, he can just build on what he already learned the year before. That's significant. We go back to Pickett and getting the ball out of his hands. That gives Hurts a lot more confidence to know what he's doing, know what he's seeing. And I think we've seen that in the preseason game against the Jets, that first drive when he was 6 for 6, 80 yards and a touchdown. I've seen it in the joint practices. It's also the second year for the new head coach in Nick Sirianni. Plus, guys, I mean, they went 9-7 in the games they tried to win last year. They didn't play week 18 against the Cowboys. They've got A.J. Brown on offense, who is an absolute difference maker. And then defensively on the D-line, they added Hassan Reddick, 23.5 sacks, and Jordan Davis. Linebacker level, Kaiser White, who led the Chargers in tackles, and N'Kobe Dean. Even on the back end, I still can't believe the Giants cut James Bradbury. He's been outstanding in training camp. You know, they, to me, are pretty clearly a better team. While I think the Cowboys are worse. I mean, Cowboys lose Amari Cooper, Gallup, who knows when he'll be back. They lose Connor Williams, as well as Lyle Collins up front. They lose Randy Gregory. Like, I don't know how you'd make the argument that the Cowboys are better. So I think at best for the Cowboys, they're even with the Eagles, which is why I like the Eagles over win total. I've been liking the Cowboys under win total. I actually think the Eagles will probably end up being the best team in that division. That's not me being a homer. That's where I would put my money with you guys or on the Even Money podcast.
Who's the best team in the NFC? The champs? Would you call the Rams the best team or Packers? Maybe somebody else?
So that is where some of these bets get really interesting. You know, as you can see the conference odds on the screen, there's a real opportunity for some of these down the line teams. Maybe it's the Eagles at 11-1 or even the Saints at 20-1. The Rams, as good as they are, I don't think they're going to repeat. Stafford's got the elbow thing. Their guard got hurt, Logan Bruss. I don't envision that happening. The Bucs are already beat up. We know that. The Niners are interesting, but we don't really know what to expect from Trey Lance. Uh-huh. The Packers are not as good without Davante Adams. I'm still not convinced, even though he came off PUP, that David Bakhtiari ever plays football again.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is, if there was ever a year to take a long shot or two to win a conference, I think it's this year. And I think it's the NFC. So I don't know if people like the Vikings or whoever, but I kind of like the Eagles. You know, if you've got some faith in Jameis, maybe it's Jameis. Maybe it's just the Niners. You know, if you've got some confidence in Trey Lance. But this is the year to take a shot, I think, with some of these longer shots to win the NFC.
Totally agree. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Ross Tucker NFL. Download, subscribe, listen to the Even Money podcast. And also MyFrontPageStory.com. Still humming at MyFrontPageStory.com, huh?
Yeah, you know what? Every time I come on with you guys, you got so many great listeners and viewers. I get a couple orders because they realize it's the best gift you can get anybody at myfrontpagestory.com. And evidently, guys, September and October are the two biggest months for weddings. So if you're a loser who let your wife make you get married during football season, I don't know how you let that happen. But try to make up for it by getting her a story, a good gift for her anniversary, at myfrontpagestory.com.
Yeah, if you're looking for a creative gift idea, I highly suggest it. It is a great spot to go to. Ross, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate that today.
Always. Love being on with you guys.
Be good. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
On VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
College Football Guide is out now. NFL Guide hits this Thursday. Start your football season on the right foot. Profiles of every team, trends, power ratings, win total recommendation, season win totals in NFL and college, Heisman hype, top 10 games, power ratings with Adam Burke. The only way to get access to this year's football betting guides is to become a VSiN All Access subscriber. Get the discounted football special and all access to everything we do now through the Super Bowl for only $175 or save half off the monthly price with an annual subscription and bet smarter all year long. VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right, Paulie. Some have called it the biggest upset in the history of the sport. I can't get that far or go that far with it. And look, to me, when it comes to this, you have to maybe take into consideration a little bit more than just the betting number and what it was live at the time. Like, all things considered around the two fighters, the ramifications of the fight, form of these two fighters. But somebody who would know much more on this topic than me would be VSiN's very own Lou Finocchiaro, who does a great job of betting this sport week in and week out, writing about it for Point Spread Weekly, coming on the air for a bunch of shows. He's kind enough to join us here early on a Monday morning to recap what took place on Saturday night. So, Lou, thank you for the time as always, pal. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at GamLou. All things considered, would you call what happened the biggest upset in the history of the sport?
Well, first, gentlemen, thank you so much for squeezing me on in football season. I know how busy things get. The USC does love its time. The biggest upset, maybe not. The most important head kick, without question. What Usman had on the line was his 16th straight win, would have tied him with Anderson Silva for the most in UFC history. The monumental accomplishments for Usman, had he won the fight, and he was a minute away, were such that he now goes on the Mount Rushmore and competes with George St. Pierre as the greatest welterweight of all time. So the magnitude for Usman was unbelievable. And now England gets its second ever UFC champion. Really a dynamic flash knockout. I picked Edwards, but I can't gloat, even if I called the fight correctly. It was my opinion Edwards' size was going to tire Usman out, and Edwards could have got to Usman in round four or five. And though the prediction stands, the means did not. Usman dominated that fight after he lost the first. And he, I feel sorry for the guy because he didn't show any of the corrosion that I thought the private jets, the Gucci suits, and the champagne was going to bring to him. He showed me so much in defeat, and now we wonder what's next.
Yeah, I agree with many who thought it was the biggest upset as you tied it in and mentioned the Silva streak, but it was over. He was comfortably ahead on the scorecards. There's a minute left, and then the head kick. As you even tweeted, and you please expand on this, you felt Edwards was broken. He broke him.
Dean Thomas, one of the announcers on the broadcast, had mentioned that Edwards was broken. And by watching the corner in the second to the third to the fourth, his corner were doing jumping jacks to try and get any kind of emotion out of him. He was expressionless, without any emotion whatsoever. And my feeling was it was a terrible time for me to pick a fighter who I thought was going to present himself in his best possible way. He was laying the greatest possible egg. Now, whether he believed he was beaten or not, the body English, the corner dialogue, everything tells me that Usman was in full control of this fight. I'd want to say Edwards got lucky. He's the winner, but there will be a rematch, and there'll be some intrigue involved in that fight, too.
Yes, yes. Lou Finocchiaro, our guest. Again, Usman minus 5,000 favorite going into the final round and knocked out with a minute left. So you mentioned the response now. Certainly, Rousey was never the same after Holm finished her. I referenced Arlovsky earlier in the show. I mean, he used to be a knockout guy, and now it's everything by decision after what happened to Arlovsky getting knocked out a couple times. How do you think Usman responds now? And maybe you could also look at it with Edwards. I mean, people are going to be pumping his tires, and his world has changed now with the win.
Those are two awesome points. There are a lot of questions with Usman. Basically, they'll give him 6 months to recover from the trauma or however long he needs. But I have little doubt in his championship medal and how he'll come back. It's just when. I think the longer that rematch is set, maybe 5 months or later out, the better chance Usman has to clear things up and regain his focus. And then the opposite is true. Now you go back to England where you're going to be exalted. You're not going to pay for a check anywhere you go.
Yep.
Everybody's going to want a picture with the champ. And so Edwards is going to have his own issues to deal with in preparation for a fight against a guy that was ragdolling him for 15 minutes out of the first 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the way, I remember where I was when George St. Pierre lost to Matt Serra many, many years ago here in Las Vegas, watching it at a viewing party, and some of the guys at that party actually had Matt Serra at a huge price. He was dominating that division so much, and I don't know, Blue, was the competition, the field for him maybe a little even a bit better than what it has been for Usman so far? But also GSP, the way that he picked himself off the mat as well, he never lost again. That to me, that GSP was in such amazing form and like clearly the best guy in the world. That to me still is just like a stunner.
Not to take anything away from GSP, but his wrestling was so dominant in an era when there were still athletes in the UFC that could be more singularly dimensioned than today.
Yeah.
Today, Edwards is so well-rounded. Usman had to watch so much that he let his guard, he took a step back for the first time in the whole fight at the wrong time, and it cost him. I mean, when I look back at great knockouts, you got to go way back. I'm as old as the Charleston Mountains, for crying out loud. But John Tate fought a guy named Mike Weaver a long time ago. It was probably in the late 70s, and Tate was painting his fence for 15 rounds, and with a minute left, Weaver hit him with a left hook, and Tate fell cheek first onto the canvas. I think I have to go back that far to find a knockout that impressive so late, but it doesn't have the magnitude of what happened here. Okay. Again, I feel so bad for Usman.
Yeah, no, I mean, to your point, I mean, as his sport continues to get bigger and bigger, and by the way, we can't forget, it's not like it's 200 years old, right? I mean, UFC's been around for like three decades now, so these fighters that are younger and been watching since they were 5 years old, they're going to be more and more trained and better in like every single area. Is there a bet coming up on the board right now that's available that you think might be mispriced or that you like, that we need to get ahead of it, maybe down the road in a couple of weeks or so?
Well, I'm glad you actually segued into that, Mitch. Yes, there is. The next fight card's in 2 weeks. No one's paying attention to it because they keep rewinding this sensational knockout, and rightfully so. The next card's in Paris, and we have a fight between a Afghanistani that is from Germany. So he's going to be fighting at home. He's going to be 10 years younger, 2 inches taller, 2-inch reach advantage, and a much more dynamic fighter. And he should be priced, and he will be priced by the time this fight drops at minus 250 or higher. He's currently, he opened minus 200. His name is Hakperest. Nazbek Hakperest. He's fighting John McDessie. The fight's in 2 weeks in Paris for the UFC event. I would say, and you know I don't give out favorites very often, Hakperest minus 200. Find a way to use him in parlays or straight up. But he's in a dynamically advantageous situation on a card in Europe where they want the Europeans to look good against an undersized guy 10 years older at 37.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is great knowledge. And as you prefaced right there, is like, you don't give out favorites very often. So you must really, really like the guy.
I'm all over him.
Again, you can follow him on Twitter. He is at Gamlu. Thank you so much today, Sweet Lou. We really appreciate the time as always.
Great show, guys. Thanks so much for having me on. Good luck, everybody.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Lou.
And there you go. Again, sorry, go ahead.
Well, I agree with Sherwood and Lou and Rogan. It's not how it's when it happened. I mean, there's a minute left in the fight. Certainly, yeah, it's a fight. Anything can happen. What happened with Sarah, but when you put in the betting numbers and he's minus 5,000 in play, it was total domination. It's over. He's well ahead on the scorecards, and he just gets caught with a minute left. So tie that in together, and he was going to win 16 in a row and tie Silva's streak. I can see it that it's the biggest upset. I mean, it's not like he got stopped early in the first round.
Right.
And this was total domination. The fight's over. Just stay out of the way. No, no. And he's right. The corner talk, he was broken. He knew it was over, and then just anything can happen.
Yep. I mean, the chatter on the actual fight broadcast was, does Edwards just, you know, is this it? Just walk back to your corner. The fight's over with. Just don't even try to throw anything here. Don't get caught. Just end it. Come out of here so you're not, whatever. Just BSing. And John Anik actually said, no, he's not cut from that cloth, and it's over. Just like that. The timing was absolutely impeccable with his comment and then for him to throw that kick and to land it like that, and that's the fight. Insane.
Yeah. Nuts. That in play. Boy, he had a draw. Yeah, by the way, Edwards, as we talked about, was 40-1 to win in round five. That's another big ticket to
cash.
Amazing. Yes.
Up next, I'll give you a 35-1 bet that you need to make today. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.